This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The Israeli forces struck the southern town in Gaza of Rafah twice overnight, sowing fears in one of the last places where civilians can seek refuge. We get more from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Israel has widened its offensive against Hamas from the devastated north to southern areas already packed with displaced people. Heavy fighting in and around the southern city of Khan Yunis has displaced tens of thousands of people and cut most of Gaza off from deliveries of food, water, and other vital aid. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
Israel must do everything it can to protect civilians, to ensure that humanitarian assistance flows into Gaza.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has used a rarely exercised power to warn the Security Council of an impending humanitarian catastrophe and urge members to demand a ceasefire. The U.S. appears likely to block any such effort. I'm Norman Hall.
The White House said on Thursday that Israel and Hamas are not close to another deal on a new humanitarian pause in the ongoing conflict. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby told reporters that hostages' families continue to be a terrific source of information, even as he had no news regarding their release.
We're still trying to get as much information as we can about the hostages that are being held. We have some information, as I said before, on some of the hostages, because their families are talking to us, and that's been a terrific source of information and context.
A day prior, leaders of the Group of Seven Nations called for further humanitarian pauses in the fighting between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. The leaders also called on Iran to refrain from providing support to Hamas, as well as Hezbollah and Houthi militants in the region. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Japan has pledged $4.5 billion to Ukraine for its war against Russia, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, announcing Thursday, $1 billion of which is designated for humanitarian aid. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his daily address Thursday that Japan's decision to support Ukraine was very timely and much needed. Meantime, Republican lawmakers in the United States Senate blocked the $110 billion in aid for Ukraine and Israel, as well as some security measures for the U.S. southern border. U.S. President Joe Biden had asked Congress for almost $106 billion to fund the wars and border needs. Hunter Biden, the president's son, has been indicted in the western state of California. We get more from VOA's Alexis Strope.
Hunter Biden has been indicted on 9 tax charges in California as a special counsel investigation into the business dealings of the president's son intensifies against the backdrop of the looming 2024 election. The new charges Thursday include 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors. They come in addition to federal firearms charges in Delaware, alleging Hunter Biden broke a law against drug users having guns in 2018. He had been previously expected to plead guilty to misdemeanor tax charges as part of a plea deal with prosecutors who said he failed to pay taxes on $4 million in personal income in 2017 and 2018. Defense attorneys have signaled they plan to fight any new charges. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
A man fired a shotgun twice outside a Jewish temple in the state of New York Thursday, hours before the start of Hanukkah, then said free Palestine as he was taken into custody, according to police. No one was hurt. Governor Kathy Hochul spoke to reporters following the shooting.
Any act of anti-Semitism is unacceptable and undermining the public safety at our synagogue the first night of Hanukkah is even more deplorable.
The episode took place amid rising fears of anti-Semitism worldwide and fallout from Israel's intensifying war in Gaza, which faces heightened criticism for the mounting Palestinian death toll. The United States reaffirmed its support of Guyana amid a growing dispute with the neighboring Venezuela over the oil-rich Essequibo region. Both countries claim the region, but it has been administered by Guyana since 1899 and represents 2/3 of its territory. Former President Donald Trump is appealing a ruling that found he is not immune from criminal prosecution over his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.